We talked about different platforms being one of the main barriers and costs involved. Maybe it would be possible for Chess to do some sort of deal to help students get cheaper access, either through 3G or whatever. We talked a lot about pedagogies and the paradigm shift. I'm jumping about a bit. We talked about the need for institutional infrastructures, policies and procedures. There was a question, are smartphones more useful for accessing information? Do tablets give us more opportunities? Is the difference between the kind of devices that we're using? We need to understand how to mediate learning in this new environment. And you were talking about reusable learning designs for mobile learning. So I'm not actually understanding my own notes, I'm just going to read fast here. And we're also talking about whether mobile phones are one of the tools used by the student as holistic learning, so we need to take that on board anyway in terms of how we work with it.
I was just thinking, you know, in Word, you have a Czech spelling and Czech grammar. Wouldn't it be nice to have a Czech meaning?
Yeah. I'm learning it's not the easy to read. I mean, I'm finding it's not easy to read on my iPad. It's the first time I've read it out loud on my iPad rather than my handwritten notes. And that's
So, other thought on mobile before we move to collective intelligence?
I think the whole mobile thing and the cloud and all this stuff eventually gets us to the point where we can move away in education from this model of one size fits all. And it gives the power to the learner, really, in a way that it's never had the power before, and takes the power from the institution, and the institution can deal with that. I think finally we've got there where the institution is no longer in control like it used to be, and therefore the one-size-fits-all model is finally going to be shattered, which we've been waiting for a while.
We'll find a way to control it.
So we could start to talk about how all species overlap. So we talked about this about augmented reality, and when you talk about the power to the learner, I think open content, because I think that for me is the
all part of it.
Then another dimension that I know you touched on, because I was sat in on that part, is the notion of access. You know, and while a lot of kids have phones, you know, there'll be some that won't. You know, so there'll need to be some thought put into how to provide need-based kinds of solutions for that, which you pointed out already exist, you know, but we do it for laptops. I want to know about